Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button like it's your Alabama cousin, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, whatever women take pictures of, they always seem to be in front of it. It's always about them, even when it isn't. They take pictures of things with themselves in front to make it seem like they aren't self-centered. And in the end, when they block the background, it just makes it look even worse. My favorite is the science one. Remember that men experience the world in the first person, while women experience the world in the third person view. Up next, you've heard of the elf on the shelf before. But what do you call this? Is that Nancy Pelosi by the side of the road? She looks like she might have escaped from a nursing home. I think maybe we should call this the witch in a ditch. If you have a better idea, I'd love to hear it. How about dud in the mud? Or poop in a pit? Yet another possibility is the clown on the ground. Still not better than this one. The chatty on a fatty. I also can't use C-U-N-T on a blunt so close to the beginning of the video, or it might get demonetized. Number three, sometimes the memes just make themselves. She looks like she's McDreaming. This one also looks like it worked itself out quite well. Napping on the subway isn't smart in this day and age, because you could wake up on fire like a flame-broiled burger. One time I fell asleep at Hyde Park Station in Toronto heading to Kipling Station. When I woke up, I found myself at Hyde Park Station, but I was going the other way. Moving on, someone says that travel is not a matter of money, but of courage. Luna says, yes, please give me a list of hotels and airlines that accept courage as payments. They say that money can't buy you happiness, but it can sure buy you a G6 so you can fly around the world searching for it. But I think there's some truth to this statement. You have to be courageous to fly on a Boeing plane these days. Maybe that's what this person is referring to. For many ladies, here are their payment options for travel. Number five, what is this woman thinking here? I think we all know by now. It's nose nookie. Either that or she wishes that it was thicker. Maybe she's wondering what kind of splinter she's going to be scraping out of her cervix. Are the splinters worth it? They might be, she just needs to wish upon a star. The better question to ask is, what's he thinking? He's probably wishing that he was a real boy and that she was his teacher, so he could experience what a real public schoolboy feels these days. Up next, now they're saying that Luigi Mangione had a secret gay life and was into black men. No wonder he had back pain and had to get multiple surgeries. Maybe that's why he was so happy to be in prison to play drop the soap with all the Tyrones. This story is about shaming him because women find him irresistibly attractive and are giving him tons of attention. But Luigi's an incel. He can't sleep with women because of his medical condition. Number seven, we have an overpaid NYPD sergeant earning $200,000 a year busted for shoplifting cough medicine on Long Island. But why does she get paid so much in the first place? Is it because she ticks off the two minority checkboxes, or is it because of all the overtime she got paid to stand next to a manhole cover while men were in the ground doing the real work? But the real reason NYC officers are paid so much is because they don't want them to take bribes. Moving on, we have a woman and she's upset because her husband of 12 years wants a divorce, because TikTok convinced them that he needs a trad wife. This could all be fixed if she would just lose some weight, put on a sundress, and then the dishes once in a while. All this because she doesn't want to be a traditional woman. But you can sure bet she wants the benefits of one, though. Just make him a sandwich if you want to make him stay. But I guess that's beneath her. Number 9, Lily Phillips is working on the logistics to sleep with 1,000 men in one day. Every man gets 1.4 minutes, and that doesn't include breaks on her part. She's probably going to have to cool her cooch with liquid nitrogen after a couple of hours so it doesn't go up in flames like that woman on the New York subway system. Imagine the amount of coffee and other stimulants she's going to have to take to be awake for that special day. What would make it even more impressive is if they all busted a nut on her. Up next, what are the social implications if humans originated in Europe and not Africa? Scientists say that an 8 to 9 million year old bone from Orangopithecus was found in northern Greece. I think we all know what that means if the earliest ancestors of humans evolved outside of Africa. But you know what the reaction from sub-Saharan Africans will be, don't you? They'll say we was Europeans and sheets. Number 11, can you spot the difference between these two photos? I don't know about you, but the one on the bottom smells a lot less fishy. There just seems to be one trout on the far right. I don't have anything against her. If she can actually program and not simply go and get coffee, then I'm all for it. She looks like the only girl to pass my advanced high school calculus class. I also love that Elon's team looks a lot more diverse than the original one. Moving on, yes, this is what it's like dating in Seattle. Canada says, hold my Molson's Canadian beer because our women are bigger and hairier. Not to mention are more likely to accuse you of a false allegation and shut down the men's rights conferences. Then again, the rest of Washington State says to Canada, hold my pumpkin spice latte. And yes, all these ladies identify as women, even if many of them are not. They look like failed Muppet concepts from the Jim Henson Workshop. Number 13, this white dude says that this black girl keeps following him around at the gym, and wonders what to do next because he said the N-word several times, but she just wasn't offended. Here's an illustration on how to disable a female rapist. You either hoof her in her front butt, or yank and twist her dirty pillows until she eventually runs away. But I don't think that's going to work on this woman, and I think we all know exactly what she wants. Up next, men have stayed the same politically while 45% of women shifted towards the radical left. Why do you suppose that is? It's partially because women are hardwired for collectivism and authoritarianism. But the real reason for the rise since 2012 is because of the growing numbers of women being indoctrinated by the college educational industrial complex. Not to mention the teachers' unions took over the public schools. Number 50, no matter how poor you think you are, if you have a family, then you have no chance of getting out of poverty. You'll even go deeper in if she divorces you. The goal should be to claw your way out of poverty and into wealth while you're young and single. And only then think about using a surrogate mother to have children without a wife around to ruin everything. Why do you think the elites hate men going their own way so much? Because many of us escape poverty and take the assets they want for themselves. Moving on, the elites need to be afraid because even the women don't want to get married anymore. This one says that she would rather die alone in an apartment and have cats eat her face and not be found for weeks than be married to a man and have children. I would imagine that this is a victim of the cat-transmitted toxoplasmosis, Gandhi, female craziness. If she feels like this, I can introduce her to some nice hungry lions that could make all her dreams come true. Number 17, this is what male privilege looks like. Men make up the vast majority of victims of homicide, combat deaths, industrial accidents, and self-deletions. But that's all right because those men are mostly invisible to women. But if they do notice them, then women's are still somehow most affected. This also forgot the homelessness gap, with 80% being males. I think we should work on closing all these gaps. Women would lose their minds if things were actually equal. Up next, Yeti Yemp asked people to name one more thing important than diversity. James Woods, a Republican actor canceled by Hollywoke, says ability. James Woods for the win again. Having a meritocracy is the most important thing for our society. But that doesn't work for many women, so they push diversity, equity, and inclusion instead of ability, competence, and achievements. Diversity is not our strength. It's actually our weakness. Number 19, speaking of diversity, looks like it strikes again in woke France, with this ebony woman being crowned Miss France 2024. It's not that I don't think she deserves it. I think she's probably been picked because of her skin color and not her beauty. She's also 34, which is way too old to be crowned Miss anything. She should be a Mrs. by this point in her fertility cycle. Meanwhile, in Germany, a Persian woman was crowned as a beauty queen, and she's old and has kids. Moving on is the difference between a woman when she has a boyfriend and when she's single. There's nothing new about this. Women look good for the man they want to snag. They stop putting effort in once they've hooked them. As for this woman, it looks like the same girl living in two different parts of America. One in Ohio and the other in Florida. I'm tired of all the catfishing. She's a feminist at home and a freak in the streets. Number 21, Travis Kelce is a super simp, spending $175,000 in gifts for Taylor Swift's 35th birthday. You just know this will end poorly for him. Is this really what you buy for a billionaire? $175,000 on gifts for him is like taking your doctor girlfriend to McDonald's for a birthday dinner. I wonder what her song lyrics about him are going to be one day. She's probably going to complain about how he only spent $20,000 on flowers instead of a million. Up next, who effed up more retards? Hawk 2 for the win because she erased the life savings of many dumb crypto investors in only 20 minutes, while Lily actually allowed a bunch of men to have sex with her for free. Either way, you got screwed. One way was just more enjoyable than the other. They look like sisters with mouse noses. Hawk 2 Haley Welch's career has now seen the spit of death, and it's over. Go to the videos under her Talk 2 podcast and read all the hate comments. It's almost as bad as mundane Matt Jarbo. I'm sure everybody remembers good old Boulder Boy. Number 23, isn't it crazy how people flee countries full of people like themselves, only to start scolding people in the new place because they aren't like the people in the old place? It's called own group preference. It's not just countries, but also people moving from cities to the country. It's all about one's group. People want to belong with others and are actually scared of being unique and standing out. I think people need to embrace their unique qualities, but don't because they're cowards. Moving on is Amanda Platel, and she spent 30 years being groped and grabbed or assaulted and kissed without consent. Now she's going to expose the bosses who attacked her. Her being attacked is probably just someone putting their arm around her at a company Christmas dinner, and giving her a peck on the cheek before Hoverhand was even a thing. With a mannish face like that, I highly doubt that she was groped by a real man. Most likely a simp, and I have no sympathy for simps. Number 25 and the last one, which weight suits her best? I'd say 46.5 kilos, but anything from 44 to 47 would be ideal for me. I also don't know about you guys, but I think there's a huge difference between 48 and 51. 6 extra pounds is not going to plump her up like a dumpling. 51 kilos is only 112 pounds. Unless she's a munchkin, there's no way she's going to be that fat. Just using your eyes is better for this exercise. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.